on Pei Dalet Amid Beis. We're just going to go back to the Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. It's really one long sugya, it's a continuation from what we had yesterday. We have the aspect of a Korban Pesach of breaking the bones. It's an Isser with your Korban Pesach. And we mentioned yesterday, at the beginning of this year, about the Shitas of the Chasam Sofer, that it's a very nogea, possibly the ability to bring up the Korban Pesach this Zman Hazeh. Just want to make a clarification, as last time we were discussing with the Nelman in the Beis Knesset, in the Beis Medrash, this Shita of the Chasam Sofer that says that really today there should be no reason why we can't bring up the Korban Pesach as a Tzibor, because it's all, the Tzibor is the tomb is Doch with Tzibor, but the reason is because Yishmoel is up there. And he says, if this is 200 years ago, if we start bringing up the Korban Pesach and a mass, all the Klal Yisrael, it's going to cause a rupture among Yishmoel, and therefore it's best not to. So even though today, if we have the political situation changes, like all things, all machlokets, it's a bigger sugya than one could imagine, and therefore before one goes and brings up his Korban Pesach, he should ask his rabbi, and just leave it at that. What? You don't need the base of Mikdash for the Korban Pesach. You don't need the base of Mikdash for Korbanos. There's a Gemara that's brought down, and the Chasam Sofer brings down with the Pesach, it's even better, the Korban Pesach, because you can bring it up. It's Klal Yisrael, it's with Docha, the Tuma. The Tzibor is Docha, the Tuma. But he says, the problem is Yishmoel. He says, well, it will cause a terrible reaction from Yishmoel. It's 200 years ago. But there's other problems, there's knowing the Makom, the Mizbeach, and things like that. Therefore, one should be careful. But Lamaisa, when it could be very nogea, these Korban Pesach, so one of the mitzvahs is you're not allowed to break the bone of the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says that breaking the bone of Pesach Tahar, you're going to be over in Isser, meaning if everything is fine, and we had the Parah Duma, and we brought up there's no problems with the Korban Pesach, we bring it up, and you break the bone when you're eating it, you are v'chule, you'll get makos. If you brought it up when it's Petuma, which is going to be the sugya today, you're not going to be Loka 40. Now, just real quickly, there's a famous Sefer Chinuch on the idea of breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach. It leads on a very important yesod. First, he brings down it's the way of the poor people that they have to break the bones and they suck out the marrow. But the rich and important people, they just take they eat the meat and they throw the bones to the dogs. Especially on Pesach, he said at the beginning that we became an Am Segula, an Amlechet Kohanim, and a Goy Kodesh. On this night was an especially point to make a stand that we are like very Chashuvim over there. Therefore, it's fitting to do actions that are marring, that appear that we are on a very high Madrega. And he brings out a famous concept because Metoch HaMaisa VeDimyon Shenachon Osim. By doing things, meaning the chitzoni, by doing actions, has an effect on the pnimiyot of our etzim being over here. And therefore, on Pesach, he says, for all dorot now, we make this point that we are very mechubadim and we don't break bones. And the answer he also mentions over here that there's so many mitzvahs that are zechel and mitzvahim, is in this mitzvah, Tet Zion, in the Sefer Chinuch. He says, why do we need so many mitzvahs to remind us of Zechel and Mitzvayim, the breaking of the bone, everything is going back to that first time. He says, because it shouldn't be difficult in your eyes. So many mitzvahs in this idea of remembering Mitzvayim. Because it is an Amud Gadol B'Torateinu. And therefore, by the more we do it, the more mitzvahs that we have in it, the more it's going to make an effect on our panimiyot, and that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So we should be zocher to bring up the Korban Pesach soon, but be careful not to break the bones in any way. So this is the sugya of breaking the bones. We had a brisa yesterday. We'll just go back to the brisa. It's Tana Rabbanan. It's about 6 lines from the bottom of Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. The etzin lo tishperu. You're not allowed to break the bone of the Korban Pesach. Bo. The pasuk says bo. What does it mean? Bo because of a little pasuk. It's a gezeiras kasuf that only one. It's a kosher Korban Pesach is the issur of breaking the bone. But if it was a pasuk, then it's not. There's no issur at all. Rabbi Omer, it says bebayit echad yachel. The etzin lo tishperu bo. In one house you should eat it, and the bone you shouldn't break. So in the pasuk there's a hekesh between eating and breaking the bone. And therefore, kol avoy lechila yesh bo mishum shavir. That's only if it's fitting to eat is the yitzur of breaking the bone. The she'en voy lechila ein bo mishum shavir se'etzem. So we have two reasons why you should not be punished. There's no yitzur on the breaking of the bone. One of them is tanakama. If it's brought up the puzzle, if the korban pesach is puzzled, there's no yitzur breaking the bone. And Rebbeinu says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, if it is if it's not void to the chila, there's no issue of breaking the bone. So what the Gemara is going to do now, it's going to bring down eight different opinions on what the machloket is. Might be nayo. So I just made a chart for us so we can know when is who. Tanakama is puzzle. Okay, we're going to have eight opinions, so you have to know. So if it's puzzle, you're not going to be over the issue. If you break the bone. And Rebbe says, right, they have these shows over here. But it's not roi lechila. If it's not roi lechila, you're not over the issa. So it's very important because first you get carried away and they can break the bone, so you have to know when you're not going to be also. The first opinion, might be Naomi Rebbe Yemiya, Pesach haba bituma. We bring it up as bituma because we know the tzibur can bring it up bituma. He could be Naomi. So Laman Dumer that says kosher. Was it kosher or puzzle? It was brought up the apostle. So if it's a apostle, is there an isser of breaking the bone? No. So the one that says on the Mavoy Lechila, it is Roy Lechila, because you could eat a pituma if all the Klai Yisrael is a tuma. So according to the first opinion, according to that, Rebbe Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rebbe would hold that you'd be over the isser, because it's Roy Lechila. Only when it's not Roy Lechila can you break it. And that's the issue. Hainami roi lechila, it's fitting lechila. Oh, so that's the first opinion. First opinion says that tanakama that holds when it's pasul, there's no issue breaking the bone. Over here, it's pasul, so there's no issue breaking the bone. But over Rabbeinu HaKodesh holds, we roi lechila, even though we're betuma, but it's roi lechila because tuma is the choya in the tzibah, and therefore it's roi lechila, and therefore it will be an issue breaking the bone. But Yosef Omer, Kihai Gavna, now each one of the next seven sheets is going to be cholak on the sheet that before, he's saying that's not true, and he's going to bring a new sheet, and that's going to bring it down to the bottom of the Amud. So this is number two. First one was Rebbe Yirmiya. The second one is Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yosef Omer, Kihai Gavna, Dechuliyama, Embo Mishvir Tatsam. Really, no one holds that it's going to be an Isser of Shvir Tatsam, even though we mentioned that according to Rebbe it would be. Why? The Rebbe Liakulikan, he's coming to be makel, not more stringent. According to Rebbe Yirmiya, Rebbe is saying that you're over the issur and Tanakam is not. And he's telling that Rebbe is coming to be more makel, Mishum Shvir to Etzim. The Rebbe Kayati, the high apostle, it's actually apostle over here. Ella, the reason, the difference between the Tanakama and Rebbe is Haitaloshah HaKosher. If at one point when you checked at the Korban Pesach there was a moment that it was kosher, benitzel, and it got disqualified before you can eat it, he could be nayel. So Laman Damer Kosher, the one that says that the Korban Pesach has to be kosher before you break the bone, HaKosher, it had a Shas Kosher, it was a kosher Korban. Therefore, if you break the bone, Tanakama only holds when it's puzzle, is there no issue of breaking the bone. But if the Korban was kosher, there's an issue of breaking the bone. So Rebbe holds that, the Tanakama holds that it would be an issue. Since it was disqualified after you did the Korban, but now when you're eating it, it's not roi lechila. So it's going to be like all of them, basically. Let's tell you this. So again, the nafkamina, according to Rav Yosef, is if when you shechted it, you did the korban, it was kosher. Right now, you can't eat it. It's not roi lechila. So since it was kosher, there's an isser of Shvir Ta'etzim according to Tanakama. According to Rebbe, the whole issue of Shvir Ta'etzim is only if it's Roi L'Chila. Since it's not Roi L'Chila over here, if you break the bone, it's not a problem. That was Rav Yosef. Abaya says, Kuli Amet, Kolki Ay Gavne, in that situation, even if it was a moment of kosher, Eibo Mishim Shvir Ta'etzim. There is no Isser Shvir Ta'etzim. Even according to Tanakama, that it seems to be, according to Rav Yosef, it would be an Isser Shvir Ta'etzim. Baya says it's not. My timer, Hashtemiyad Ay Pasol. Even though when you brought it up, it was kosher, but right now it's Pasol. And Tanakama holds if it's Pasol, there's no Inyan, no Isser breaking the bones. Ella, this is the third opinion, this is Abaya. What's the difference between Tanakama and Rebbe? Ella Shvir Ta'etzim Ibiyod Yom. If you break the bone before the time that you have to eat the Korban Pesach. Now remember, we bring up the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach. That's when we bring it up. When do we eat it? The night of Pesach, like we have today, we have our Seder. We go through the Haggadah. And instead of what we eat is after you come in today, they eat the Korban Pesach. So the bone was broken while it was daytime, before it was the time to eat it. So Baya says, Ikadinayu, Lamandamir kosher. It was kosher. It's 100% kosher. There's no problem with it. Ha kosher ho. And therefore, if you break the bone, you're going to be over an Isser. Lamandamir Royal Lechila. But the one who says it's Royal Lechila, Hashta, right now, it's Lava Barachila. It's not time to eat it. It's not something that's Roy to eat. So if you break the bone after you brought up the korban, you cooked it, and now you break the bone before you sit down and eat it, according to Abaya, that's the difference between the Tanakama and Rebbe. Rashi. Second Rashi, Ha'boy Ha'chilu, because it's Tanana, Pesach, Shabbat, Batumba, Nechal, Batumba, that was yesterday's Rashi. Ha'kashu, Shinasta, Avratenu, Be'ech, so you did it properly. Mibiyod Yom. Here's Rashi, here's Abaya. She'enu shas achila, it's not the time to eat. So this is a biased thing. If you break the bone, Erev Pesach, according to Rebbe, you will not be over any Isser. So we have a kash on it. Meitre. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe himself says, Ninin al moach shibarosh, ve'en ninin al moach shibikoli. You count, meaning a person who eats the moach, the marrow that's in the brain, that's in the head, that's considered that you ate Korban Pesach and you're fine. The einam in al moach shibikoli, but the marrow in a bone, especially the thigh bone, which seems to have a lot of marrow in it, you will, even though there's a kizayit there, you are not counted. There's a Rashi. This will answer your question from yesterday we had. Nimna al moach shibarosh, afilu lo nimna elo al moach yotze. If he only ate the portion that was in the moach, the brain, the marrow over there, he's yotze. They nimnin al moach shira'a hakoli. Mepnisha asu l'shovo. There's an incident to break the bone, ulahotzi. Av al moach avosh yachol ahotzi l'gvor v'kisam derech ha'af. Since the brain, you're allowed to, without breaking the bone, you can take like a toothpick or something and bring it out through the af. Therefore, there's a way of getting it out without breaking the bone. Therefore, one can eat the moach, the marrow, and it's 100% peseder. So that's what Rebbe says. Rebbe says, Nimnin al moach shibarosh, Nimnin al moach shibikoli. Al moach shibarosh, my title, what's the reason? Ho of yachal legor lahotzio. You can take it out. And if you want to say now, according to Shita's Rebbe, Shvir Ta'etzim Ibiyod Yom, there's no Isser, which is what we basically said, but it's not the time to eat it. Shapidami, Koli Nami, Nitbare, Mibiyod Yom. It should be very fine to take the thigh bone, break it while it's still day, because there's no Isser over there. Tanafkua, Lemofi Day, and take out the marrow that's in it. Vinimnalea, Ibiyotzi. And yet Rebbe says not. So this is a kasher on Abaya. So Omelecha Abaya. Abaya says, let's get the question. Abaya says that according to Rebbe, that if you break the bone, Erev Pesach, it's not an Isser. And we just saw it. But yet Rebbe says, you could only be Yotzi, the Korban Pesach, with the marrow that's in the skull, but not any other marrow. Why not? break it Erev Pesach, put it aside, and let someone eat it. And yet you see Rebbe says you can't do it. Mashma, that you can't break a bone Erev Pesach. Omer lecha Abaye, Abaye protects his reasoning. All the time, man, according to you, and Shitas Rebbe, that you can't break the bone. Mishachashecha, when it gets dark, it's nighttime, Pesach, and the Issa is for sure of breaking the bone. Nami, I'll give you an Issa. Neitei gomata, bring a coal, v'nachu deleia, and put it underneath the bone, v'nikla, and burn a hole in the bone. Now, you didn't break the bone, but you burnt a hole in the bone. V'nafka lemoch, and bring out the marrow d'day, and bring it out. Why can't I do that according to Shitas Rebbe? There should be absolutely no reason. V'nimnealeia, and now be yotzi eating your Korban Pesach. Daha, we have a Tanya. Tanya, v'ala sorif v'yatsamos, v'mechatek v'gidim, eibo mishum shivir sa'etzam. We see Mefarsh Brisa that burning the bone, or cutting the hard gidim around the bone, any gidim, eibo mishum shivir sa'etzam, that's not an itzah shivir sa'etzam. So this is an itzah. And yet Rebbe said you can't do it. Elamayit l'chalameima. So what do you have to say about it? Abayomeh mishum paka. Because we're afraid that even if you burn a hole, it will cause the bone to shatter, to explode. And that will be an issur breaking. Even though it might not happen, but it might happen. And that's enough of a reason to be gozer that you can't do this. Rav omer mishum hefsid kachim. Rav says a different reason. The reason why we don't take a coal and burn the bone to extract the marrow is because you might come to ruin kachim, the yadayim. By taking the coal, putting it there, it might come and burn kachin. And you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to just waste kachin. Better that you leave it, as Rashi is going to say in a minute. It's better that it becomes pasul me'elav by being noser, by leaving it in the bone, than doing something with your hands and pasuling it. And that would be the difference between it. The issur of noser is if you, with your own hands, you leave it over. But if it's much lighter, if it's me'el, it's going to be left over. It's not as bad. It can also be a dime. Tilma, achil nora memoach d'day. Perhaps the fire will consume the marrow in it. Mebiyod yom. So Nami goes there. So Nami over here goes in mebiyod yom atu mechashecha. Where goes in mebiyod yom that we don't break the etzem to extract the moach a gezera into the evening. So according to a fire, the reasoning stands that really, Erev Pesach, you should have been able to, it's not royal lechila, and therefore you can't break it. Even in Shitas Rebbe, even though really you should be able to, but where goes are that you cannot break the bones Erev Pesach, because of the gezeira you might come to break it at nighttime. So that was the second Shita. According to that again, the difference between Tanakama and Rebbe is that if you break the bones Erev Pesach, according to Shitas Rebbe, it midiraisa, it should work. It's not royal lechila, therefore there won't be an issa. Even though Rebbe in another place says you can't, it's mashu you can't, there's a gezera that you can't. Rashi. Naite gemarsa, that's a gechelet. Nenachi alea ad shenikra v'yotzimok. You put a coal underneath it and you burn a hole in it and you bring out the moa. Elamayet lechala meima. Why can't you do it?
So there's two reasons again. It's a gezeira. Now this gezeira that Rashi is going to bring down now is very interesting. It's weird kali hashas on how far do you take a gezeira, a questionable act. Abaye said again, we're worried if you burn a hole in the whole bone might explode, might crack. And that'll be a problem. Now how far, what chances of that? If it's not a big chance, and the suffix, it could be that you can do it. So we're going to see, Rebbe Kiva Eger is going to ask very strongly over here. Abaye omer mishum paka, we're afraid that the bone might explode. Shema, not that it will, not that it's a vadai, perhaps, machmara gehelet, yifka b'makom akia. We're afraid that because of the heat of the coal, it will crack, break in another place. The angel shrifa, shrifa, elis, shrifa, shvira. It's not shrifa, rather, so Rebbe Kiva Eger asked just a great question. What else can you say? Everybody's trying to answer it. Rashi says perhaps by doing it, it will break. Now we have, is it Vada going to break? It's a suffix. And it's not a psik ratio. We have, for example, on Shabbos, something that might happen by doing it. If I wash my hands on the sidewalk, if it's a psik reisha that it's going to go in a place where something can grow, for example, a flower can grow, you can't do it. Because psik reisha, you're watering the karka. If it's in a place where maybe yes, maybe no, I can do it. I can wash my hands on the sidewalk. Because who says for sure it's not a psik reisha, it's going to happen? This is called a dava she'enu mitkaven. Meaning, if it's not for sure going to happen, and it's a suffix that it might happen, it's a dava she'enu mitkaven. Now, this is called Shitas Rebbe Shimon, which we paskin like, and it's really not just with Shabbos. Kai Milan to Rebbe Shimon, to Bechol HaTorah, and all the Torah, Dabba She'enu Mitkaven, Mutter. We paskin like Rebbe Shimon. And as many cases, this happens to be one of the cases, besides Hilchos Shabbos, we only talk about Rebbe Shimon during Shabbos. But really, it's with all these terms in the Torah, a Dabba She'enu Mitkaven, if it's not for sure going to happen, Pesik Reisha, is Mutter. And yet over here, we find by taking the coal and putting it underneath the bone and burning a hole in it, maybe it will explode. This is a Dava She'enu Mitkaven. This is classic Rebbe Shimon over here. Rebbe Kivegan says he doesn't understand the Baya. It's a Dava She'enu Mitkaven. It's Mutter. So what Shema? Great. You can think of many Shemas. It's not a Psik Reisha. Doesn't understand the Baya. Tzarchim. Classic Rebbe Kivegan. Kashi. Look at me like that. Great. But of course, everybody comes and tries to answer it. So a few answers. One answer we'll bring down, because it's Nogei L'Parsha Shavua. In Parsha Shavua, after the rebellion on the Kahuna, and we had the second test with the rods that went, the rods that did blossom, meaning for all Torah now, that Klal Yisrael cannot, may have any complaints that the Kohanim are the Kohanim. So we have now the Klal Yisrael says we're afraid to go near the Mishkan. We might die. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Aaron and his children, you have a special mitzvah now to protect the Mishmeret. It's called the protection of the Beis of Mikdash. That the Kohanim have a special thing when it comes to all inyanim of Kodshim. That is what's called the Mishmeret. All the Mishkevan, the Kedusha, Ichad din Mishmeret, anything of Kedusha. So Rev Sternbach, in a Sefer Pshat Ve'Iyun, comes into being mitarts on Rebbe Kiva Eger, that there is a special din when it comes from Tekotchim and all aspects of the space of Mikdash of a Mishmeret, that even a Dava She'enu Mitkaven, which is mort in all places, over here in Suffolk we have an extra din of Mishmeret, meaning we have to be extra careful over here, and that's what Abai is telling us. That since it's a korban, you got to be careful. Even the Leach Inami, Klal Gadol, of Rebbe Shimon and Kol Torah Kulo, Dav Shein HaMekavin is Mutter, but now it's Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Rava Omer, okay. Rava Omer and Rashi, Mishum, Hefsid, Kodshim, Shemafsid HaMoach, Tesorfim, Biyadayim. To actually do it with your hands is Aser. Mutav is better, she Yitzom Le'elov. It's better that it should just become Nosar. Leave the bone. This is a question that was brought up yesterday. We have an Isra Nosar, right? Any Basar, this was the head of the Chabor, which we should all be next year, when we bring up the Korban. We're all going to bring up a Korban Pesach. We have the problem. On one hand, everybody's got to eat a Kizayit. On the other hand, if you don't have enough people in your Chabor, you might leave over Korban Pesach. That's an Isra. You can't leave it over. There's no Isra of Nosar. So Rav Shmuel asked me yesterday, wait a second, all the marrow in the bone is automatically nosar. That's why we have to burn it the next day. So once it's a din of nosar, maybe all din of nosar. You see that the Torah says there's automatically a din of nosar in the Korban Pesach. So Rashi over here explains there's two different types of nosar. There's a nosar that you really don't have control over, that memela, it's going to come no matter what. And then there's a nosar that you have to be a time, that you left it over. There was another piece of meat over there. You were just too full. You didn't have enough people in your chabor. That's called nosa biyadayim. The nosa that's left in the marrow is mutav shiso b'melav. That's what's eventually going to be. Va'achinami the living spirit from the yod yom. Afakav the midrash is shari abanin. Even though it should be mutav according to shitas rebbeinu. Gozer atu mechashecha. Where it goes there. Okay, that was teretz number three. Okay, five more. Rava Omer Mishu. Okay. Rav Papa. Rav Papa Omer Kikai Kol Kihai Gavna. Kuliyama Yeshbo Mishushir Satsum. It's called a Chanapaya. If you break the bone Erev Shabbos, even according to Tanakama, Rebbe, there's going to be an Isser of Shvir Satsum. My Kaima, Liotta, Mixa Lachila. Even though right now it's not Roy Lachila, but at night time it's going to be Roy Lachila, and you have a broken bone that you did. Therefore, it's called a Chanapaya. Ella, we're talking about the difference between the two shitas. And again, by bringing out this shakla vitaria, we're bringing out a lot of dinim in the din of shvir to etzim. So when you go through the Rambam on this, of course it's not put down in Shulchan Aruch, it's just bring down the Sorim and commandments that's dealing with the korbanos, but the Rambam does, you'll find that all these eight cases were being put down in the halachas of shvir to etzim. If one of the limbs of the Korban Pesach gets stuck out over the wall of Yerushalayim. Now I was trying to imagine how this actually happened. Right, we're all sitting there with our Korban Pesach, and okay, I guess I can imagine, but it's hard to. I guess it's very crowded or whatever. Maybe people were sitting on the walls of Yerushalayim. But then the problem is that since it's a korban that has to be in with Yerushalayim, if it goes outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it disqualifies the korban. So over here we're dealing with, I don't know, maybe they're playing. I'm just trying to imagine. It's here. One of the limbs went over. Most of it is here, but something went over, stretched out over the wall. I guess it happens. Right? What? So what, they stuck it out the window? Someone's playing with the Korban Pesach? These things happen, right? Have a bunch of kids, I guess. Whatever. Okay, I guess we can imagine. Whatever happened was the limb, one of the parts of the limbs, part of it, went out the window or something, while attached to the whole thing. Okay. It happens. I'll be pretty upset with my kids if they did that. I don't know. The whole thing was kosher. The korban was brought up as kosher. So it's kosher over here. So therefore, there's a din of shvirsa etzem. Mandome royal achila. Well, once it goes out the window, halav royal achila. You can't eat it anymore. That's the difference between them. Hodikatanya. And this is the price. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Rochomer, Eve Shiyatsu Miktsaso. Part of the ever that goes out, Vishobo, and you break it, Evo Mishum shvirsa etzem. No Israel Shur Shetim, because it's not Roy Lachila anymore. The Sheshit Raids of Avidium, and no, Koki Aikavne Kuliyama Ebo Mishum Shur Shetim. Even Tanakama holds it's not going to be an Israel of Shur Shetim. Why? But however, Hupasel, that ever, had a disqualification with it. And therefore, it's also not going to be a Din of Shur Shetim. Ella, I've lost track, number five? Maybe number five. Ella Shur Shetim Bina. When you cook the korban pesach, it has to be roasted. But binah, which I guess is translated as raw, is it modern Hebrew still today? What?
Rare.
Thank you. Not raw. Rare. Thank you. If it's cooked rare, you're not allowed to eat it. It could be nidal. So here it is. You have part of the limb that was cooked rare. Mandamir kosher. Ha kosher. It's kosher. Mandamir royal lechila, hashtayin royal lechila. Right now, it's rare. It's not royal lechila. Therefore, if you break the bone on a rare piece of meat, it won't be an isser. Nakum bar yitzer mir kol ki aikavne. Even in that case, yesh bo mishum shvir tatzim. Now, even if it's rare, there's going to be an isser of shvir tatzim. My time of why the hachazi lechila, the matzulei, the achalei. Because all you have to do is just roast it up a little bit more, and it'll be royal lechila. So that can't be the reason. Ella shvir ta'alya. Alya? They're breaking the fatty tailbone. The fatty tailbone is what we cannot eat it. It's brought up as part of the imorim. And the fatty tailbone we bring up on the mizbeach. No one eats it. We actually had a case before of the goy that claimed that he always eats from the korban pesach. And they said to him, did they give you the alya, the fatty tailbone? That's the best piece. And he says, I never got that, that's not fair. And he demanded it the next year, and they realized there was something funny, because everybody knows the aliyah is brought up on the Mizbeach, and they discovered that it was not a Jewish man eating from it. El Shvir to aliyah, he could be nayo. Laman the mer kosher, that's kosher. And the korban pesach was fine, and therefore if you didn't break the bone of the tailbone, you'll be over an issa. Laman the mer royal lechila, But the one that says Roya Lechila, in this case, ain't a Roya Lechila. The Ali Likavo Talka. It goes up on the Mizbeah. The Vashi Omar, he says, Kol Kiyai Gavna, in the case of the Aliya, Vadei Ein Bo Mishum Shvezet. No one holds as an Itzir Shvezet Etzim. The Ha Vadei Ein Roya Lechila Klal. No one can eat from it. And therefore, there will be no Isser. Elo, what does he hold the Isser is? Eba She'ein Alav Kizayit Basa. If you had a very lean, a sad state of a goat or whatever you brought up, and it doesn't even have a kezayit around the bone of meat, basa could be nice. Laman demek kosher, the one that says it's kosher, hakosher, it was kosher, therefore there's an issur of breaking it. Laman demek roi lechila, the one that says that it has to be fitting lechila, oh, be'inyan shir achila. The only thing that's roi lechila is if you have a kezayit over here. Galeika. And there is no kizayit. But Vina, which is the eighth teretz of Meir Kol Kiyai Gavna Leifo Mishmish Bezat. No. If there's not a kizayit of Boswana, no one holds it's going to be an Isser. Therefore, if you have a very lean Korban Pesach, and you have a bone that doesn't have a kizayit of Boswana, if you break the bone, it's not going to be an Isser. The Be'inyan Shir Achilis, everybody knows that the bone has to have at least a Shir Achila in order to be... in order to be over the Isser. What? Because you cut it up in pieces, and you were given as your Korban Pesach, let's say, a little piece of the pokey. So you have in front of you your pokey, and it was already cut up, and you could cut it up between the bones, it's not on the bones, and there's not a kezayit of meat on it. So this piece over here that you got, this whole thing is not Roya Lechila. So according to Ravina, if the piece of meat on it, that you got, the bone, doesn't have a kezayit of basar, the whole purpose of the Korban Pesach is it has to have a din achila on it. This piece doesn't have a din achila on it, and therefore the bone doesn't have the issur. Because remember, what was Rabbeinu Kodesh Rebbe's taina? Bebayit echad yeachel v'yetzim lo nishbro. Something that's roya lechila. He wants to even taina that even taina kama over here. It's not roya lechila at all. It's not, it doesn't matter. Therefore, it's not going to be an issur. So what does Ravina, which is the last teret, say? Ella Eva She'ena Love Kizayit Bas V'Makom Zeh V'Yesha Love Kizayit Bas V'Makom Acher. Take the pokey, right? Let's say the pokey is this big. So this point of the pokey over here, right, you have a little thing and then you have the last, and here's where all the meat is. This part of the pokey has a bone, but there is no kizayit of meat on it. So if you break it over here, that's what he says the difference is. Right over here, there is not, at the place that you broke it, is not a kezayit of meat. And he says that's what Rebbe Yekodesh holds, is there's no issur of of breaking the bone. But Rebbe Yekodesh holds, Tana Koma holds, it would be an issur. Ela eva shena lov kezayit bas v'makom zeh, in this part, v'yish lov kezayit bas v'makom acher, in another part, it could be nayo. Lamanu me kosher, ha kosher. The whole piece is kosher. You can eat the kezayit of basar on it. It's a good piece of meat. Ha lamanu me roya lechila be'inyan shir achila b'makom shvira. The one that holds that it has to be fitting to eat, that's Rebbe's shita, holds that it needs to be the shir achila b'makom shvira. But in this part, on the poke, the little part going out, there is nothing. Baha leika, there isn't any. Rashi. It's got stuck out from the walls of Yerushalayim. Cutting off, which now got disqualified, is between them. Hanami kosher, we say that's also kosher. Shaharia panimi kosher. The inner part that wasn't stuck over the wall is kosher. Fa'ayu shofar, and if you break it, you're breaking it. V'yobu mishum lotish perubo. Ela chotik, so what should you do if one of your kids stuck out part of the limbs over the walls? What you do is you cut the piece. Let's say here's the bone. You cut the piece till you get to the bone, and you slice off the meat over there, leave the bare bone, get rid of that piece of meat that got disqualified, and continue eating and don't break the bone. Ach megil la'etzim, v'kol leif ach megil la'perek, and you peel off the meat that is disqualified till you get to the joint, the chotek, and you can cut off at the joints, it's not a problem. Halav barachilahi, But makom shvir einu boi lachil, and the place that you broke it, it's not fitting to eat. Aval eivish yatsa kulo the einu aita lo shasa kosher. Then this so the kuliyama ein bo mishum shviras. That has to be a puzzle. It's puzzle. The ayliyah has said kuvive im hayimur masha ein kein b'shur. The fatty tail is brought up with the innards, not like a shor ve'ez. Kedikseve chelvo aliyah tamima. That's what I'm okay. Ravina Amar. E leke kizayit basar to kuliyama ein bo mishum shvira. If there isn't the kizayit basar, no one holds that there's an issue shvira. When it's on the piece of bone that you got, in the place that you broke it, there isn't the kizayit, but in the other places there is. Tanya ke'arba minayu. We have a b'raisa like four of these eight shitas. The Tanya, Rebbe, again this is Rebbe. Rebbe omer b'kayra chad yechal v'yetzal lo nishvurubo. Ala kosher hu chayv ve'edu chayv ala pasul. Whatever is fitting to eat, whatever is kosher to eat, you're going to be chayv on it. Whatever is not, is not. So what are, and he's going to qualify now. Haytelo shasa kosher v'nitzel v'shasa chila ein bo mishum shvir se'etzel. If it was brought up kosher, there was a time that it was completely kosher, and it got disqualified afterwards, Rebbe himself holds there's no issur of shvir to etzem. There's one of them. Yesh bo shir achila. If there's a shir achila in it, you'll be over. Yesh bo mishum shvir to etzem. You will be over. Meaning, if there's no shir achila on it, you will not be over the issur of shvir to etzem. Ein bo shir achila, ein bo mishum shvir to etzem. Havoy lemizbeach is the aliyah, the fatty tail. Ein bo mishum shvir to etzem. If you break that, it's not going to be shvir to etzem. B'shas achila yesh bo mishum shvir to etzem. Shalom b'shas achila ein bo shvir to etzem. Meaning, if it was erev Pesach and you broke it, there is no din of shvir to etzem. So we have a brisa of Rebbe himself that brings down four of the eight nafkaminas. Rebbe himself holds of those four. Rashi ein chayav al apostle. Fahashta miforish v'yazel. Now the brisa is going to explain four of the eight shitas that Rebbe himself held of. High apostle. Kind of might the high to low shasa kosher. We were my at the itzer of breaking the etzim. We have shasa kosher, v'nifsel, ein bo mishum shvirus etzim. Garcinum, that's how it goes. For Rebbe Omer Garcinum Berech Vayenu Ku Rev Yosef, that's like Rev Yosef Shita, L'mizbeach, that it has to, and the case of L'mizbeach, which is if you broke the fatty tailbone, L'miyuti Aliyah, that's Ku Rebbe Nachman Bar Yitzchak, if you want to go back over the Gemara, and you can check over which ones. Pishas Achilah Mibiyod Yom, that's Kidiva Abaya, that says that if you broke it Mibiyod Yom, Rebbe holds it's not a problem. Kidiyome Mibiyod Yom, after Rebbe Lemiyuti Shir Achila B'Makom Shvirus K'Ravina and Ravina's Shita, in Nami Lemiyuti Eilele K'Zay K'Ravashi, or it could actually be Ravashi. Ein Bo Mishum Shvirus Etzim De Be'Inyan Shir Achila B'Makom Shvir. Okay, Itmar. We'll start this Itmar on Sunday. It's a new Inyan that I'll bring into another place.